My name's Bob Dolly. I was born December the 1st, 1935. I started going to sea in 1952, and my father was a seaman, and so was my brother. And I advanced through the ranks through the years, and I was in the maritime industry a total of 48 years. In the year 1992, I got elected as vice president of the Master Mates and Pilots and Offshore Division. In the last 8 years I was in the industry, I was a vice president of the Master Mates and Pilots.
Wow. So you started in 52, and your father was a seaman himself.
Yeah, and my brother, I had a brother. My brother was going to college, and he was going to sea in the summers. He went on GI Bill. As a matter of fact, he went to Florida State University. I'm from Florida originally.
Okay.
He went to Florida State University the first year it was co-edited. It was a women's college up in 1947.
Uh-huh. So he was in the first class of men?
My brother was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, first year. He said he sure had a good time, too.
What did he do during the war years?
He was in the Navy.
Yeah. And how old were you during, what did you say?
I was born in 35.
35, yeah.
Yeah, I was so you 10 missed... years old when the war was over.
Yeah, yeah. So you grew up in Florida. Is that where you started sailing down there?
Yeah, I started. Well, I caught my first ship out of Galveston, Texas.
Okay.
And I shipped out of the Gulf, and after I got a license, I was a second mate on a tanker. I got captured by a girl from Perth Amboy there. That's where I got living up here.
Uh-huh. And your father sailed all over? Was he based out of Florida? Mostly?
Yeah, he's been dead a long time. He died in 1955. We lived in Florida, but he shipped out of the Gulf down then. He started going to sea in 1916.
Wow. So did that have a big influence on why you went to sea?
Yeah, I always kind of liked it. And of course, I was raised in Florida. I was raised in Panama City, and that was a fishing village then.
Yeah. So in 1952, you got your first ship.
Yep.
As a 17-year-old.
Yep. And I was it was a Marie Hamill, a Bloomfield ship. They're out of business now. Mm-hmm. They was a four-ship subsidized company, and the Brown and Ruth Construction Company and Lyndon Johnson owned them. Mm-hmm. They was, like I say, they had a subsidy. They had four ships. I was on several of their ships.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked my way. I come up through the fo'c'sle. I worked my way. And once I got my master's license, I made one trip as chief mate after that. And I never sailed nothing but master's from then on. And my career, when I was on a license, I only worked for two companies. I worked for Victor Carriers. That was on ISO ships. They're out of business. Mm-hmm. And for Sealand. That's the only two companies I ever worked for on licenses.
When did you start with Sealand?
Started with Sealand in 1966.
Okay. So you did 14 years prior to that with two different companies?
Yeah, one other company I was with. Of course, when I was unlicensed, I was shipping off into sport. I was on many damn companies. But after I become a licensed officer, I worked for Victor Carriers for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to work for Sealand. And that's the only two companies I ever worked for unlicensed.
Where did you sail, during those years, 52 to 60?
Oh, everywhere. I shipped out of the Gulf ports and West Coast and on the East Coast. I really led a sailor's life. And I enjoyed when I was in the fo'c'sle. And, of course, I enjoyed it a lot better when I got a license.
Right.